Okay, so we're holding Yuma Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis by the new Mishnah towards the end of the Amud. Yeah? Bikish Lisnam name. So, we're weiter about the Kohen Gadol on Leil Yom Kippur already. So we saw that we try to prevent them from sleeping that night because the Sheina might cause carry, which is going to prevent them from doing the Avodah. So the Mishnah now starts saying, what if after all the things we did to prevent them from sleeping, Bikish Lisnamnim, he starts dozing off. Pirche Kehuno Makim Lefonov Be'etzva Tzreido. I guess you learned the Gemara already, so you're ready. We'll see. So, it's interesting, the Rambam, I saw the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, instead of Pirchei Kehuna, he says Pirchei Leviyo. I wonder what's the... It seems like maybe he had a different gears on the Mishnah. Instead of Pirchei Kehuna, Pirchei Leviyo. That's what he says. Stam, it's an interesting idea. I guess so. One of the nice Akedim says that was his Gilsa. Yeah. It says, Pirchei. Yeah. Bikish Lisnamnim Zokhtu Rambam, Pirchei Leviyo Makim Lefonov Beetz Batzveida. Not Pirchei Kehuna. It wasn't. Pirchei means the youngsters. Mm-hmm. And the Mishnah says they were Kayanim. The Ram says they were Levim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I saw that he says that that was the Ram's Gilsa. Now, what is Makim Lefonov Beetz Batzveida? Zokt Rashi Meforish B'Gimora. So we'll wait for the Gimora. Ve'oimrim Loi. Another thing is, yeah, so the one thing they do for keeping him awake is Makim Lefonov Beetz Batzveida, which the Gemara will explain. Another thing they do is Ve'oimrim Loi. Ishi Kohen Gadol. They tell him, yeah, Ishi is Adoini, as we saw, Kohen Gadol. Amoid Ve'hofeg Achas Al Horitzpah. Amoid v'hofeg achas al horitzpah. What does this mean? Zokt Rashi v'hofeg tayel l'hofeg sheinom einecho. Amoid v'hofeg achas. Amoid v'hofeg achas. S'choik lonu pam achas al horitzpah. L'hofeg sheinoscho. There's something here in Loshon Rashi that is not so clear. It seems like, I don't know, something in the Arichas here in Rashi. So the point is like this. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says that the word hofeg means to cool something off. Yeah, he brings examples for that. Says we find Vayofa Gliboy in Pashas Vayigash. Right. So the Rambam says, what's that Vayofa Gliboy in Pashas Vayigash? Shinifshiro Chamimus Liboy. Yeah, the natural warmth, the body temperature went down. And so that's like fainting. Yeah. And the stako there, and the pasuk there, and Pashas Vegas, there's a machlekes Rashi and Ramban there, or if not, how to touch up the word Vayofog. Rashi says Vayofog is changing, and the Ramban says Vayofog is like canceling, being mevatl, something like that. And the Ramban tako does mention there something about the temperature, that the heat of the heart goes out, and that makes him to faint. It's something similar to the Rambam. But anyway, So the point is, according to the Rambam, so what is hafig lipcha? What is a moid v'hafig achas olavitzpa? So the Rambam says, because the metzias is, yeah, the Rambam was also a doctor, right? So the Rambam says that the metzias, the nature of the body is that when the feet are warm, so that causes a person to fall asleep, and when the feet are cold, so a person wakes up or keeps up. Yeah, that's all the stories about the Masmidim that wanted to...
The feet, specifically.
The Rambam is Lehed, you're saying, that's all the stories about the Masmidim that put their feet in cold water to stay up. So in Melo, the Rambam says, that's why they're telling him, Amoid v'hofig achas olavitzpo, meaning put a foot on the floor. Yeah, there's the floor there in the Beis Hamikdash. It's a floor. It's marble. So it's cold at night, especially.
Warm wing sucks.
So Yimelo, that's gonna wake him up. That's gonna wake him up, and that's Hafig. The Ram says like Vayofig Liboy that it means cooling off. So that's according to the Rambam. Rashi, it's not mashm like that. Rashi says hafig tayil, and then he says lahafig sheino meinecho. In Rashi, in the one hand, in Rashi, it's mashma in Rashi that the lahafig is going in the sheino. You see, according to the Rambam, hafig is not directly going in the sheino. Hafig is cooling off. Then you're going to put a foot on the floor, and that's going to cool your feet off. And melo, you won't sleep. And Rashi says lahafig sheino meinecho, or lahafig sheinoscho again later. So it's mashma that it's something about preventing you from sleeping. The loshen hafig is preventing you from sleeping. So, and how does that happen? Rashi is not saying about cooling off your feet by putting them on the floor. That Rashi doesn't say at all. But Rashi says what's going to cause you to lose the tiredness, yeah, to prevent the sleeping, is tayel or schoiklono, yeah, schoiklono pamachas olavitzpa. So where is that coming from? So we'll take a see later in the Gemara that they're asking him to do something besides putting it's not putting his foot on the floor, but something extra. That is some kind of a challenge, sometimes some kind of a game, and Mimela, that's going to distract him from sleeping. So it seems like Rashi is coming from the Gemara, and that's what Rashi is saying. Tayel schoiklonu, but I saw the oruch. You know, the oruch is the dictionary, the rishon that has in the dictionary of the words of Lashon Kodesh, the touching of the words of Chazal. So he says. He has in his dictionary two different categories. He has hafig of vayafig liboy of all these things that is maybe something like cooling off. I think he says like the Rambam, but then our hafig of our Mishnah and Yuma that he brings it down. Taco, he says this is a different meaning. This is not lashon of cooling off, but this is lashon of playing. Playing, spazieren, it's some kind of a play, sometimes it's some kind of a game. So it's interesting, you see in Lashon Rashi here, we see there's an indication to that pshat. Rashi says, v'hofig tayel, v'hofig achas, schoiklonu pa'amachas.
Right? Tapping.
So I'm saying, according to the Oruch, and the Oruch is lehed, you're talking about our Mishnah. So according to the Oruch, when our Mishnah is saying, hofig achas al-ritzpah, it means, play one kind of game on the floor. That's what it means. That's what it means. Now, what is the game that we're talking about here? Taka the Gemara is going to say something that stems very well with that, with the Aruch. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is that Alpidis Aruch, Efsher, that's also the Pshat in Rashi. Because you see, Rashi is also throwing in here the word Tayil and the word Schoik.
Mm-hmm.
So I have I have a suspicion that there's something going on here in Rashi. Could be there's some kind of an inami here, that there's some missing word here, that Rashi is taka saying two pirushim in the word hafig. One pshat is hafig is to be mevatel or something like that, or to change, like Rashi and Chumash, and that's going in the shein. Hafig shinoscha al yedei, putting a foot in the floor. But since Rashi also mentions Tayel Schoik, so I think could be Rashi is adding here also the Aruch's Pirush, that Hafig means to play. Hafig means Tayel Schoik. And Lefize, Amait V'Hafig Achaz Al-Ritzpo doesn't mean put your foot on the floor. It doesn't mean prevent your sleep. It means stand up and play something on the floor. That's what it means, like the Aruch. That's all. Pamachas. Rashi says achas means pamachas. Schoik lonu pamachas.
I'm trying to figure something out, but I'm not.
So that's taka very geschmack. If when Rashi is saying schoik lonu pamachas, what is he doing here? According to what we're saying now, hafig achas. Hafig means schoik, play. Achas means pamachas. So hafig achas means schoik lonu pamachas. So this is going to be the pshat according to the Aruch, and this seems like what Rashi is saying here. Umasikim oisoyat sheyegi azman hashchita. Okay, so what is that going on? Umasikim oisoyat sheyegi azman hashchita. Zokt Rashi, umasikim oisoy bahafigoisem ubetiuleim shelo yishan ad shemagi azman hashchita stomit shel shachris shehu beheir hamizvach. So Rashi Taka mentions here. Again, the hafago and the tiul.
Yeah,
these two elements that he mentioned before. And basically what Rashi says here, that masikim oisoi is not a new thing that they do, besides the things that were mentioned before, the etzbat zveida and the amoid v'hofig, but it's just saying that what they were doing before, to prevent them from sleeping, they keep doing it on and on, till the morning, till the zman shechidas tamim tul shachris, when he has to start doing the avaido. So they just keep doing the same things. My tzureda zog de gimola. Omav Yehuda tzoroso de do. So the Mishnah says, makin lefon of be'etzba tzureda. The Gemara says that the word tzureda is made up of two words. Yeah, that's what's called notrikun. Tzoro de do. Tzoroso de do. What is tzoroso? Tzoroso means like a tzoras isha, like when you have two wives. So one of them is considered a tzora of the other. Yeah, it makes the other one like crowded. So basically what the Gemara is saying here, that etzba tzreida is identifying which etzba we're talking about. The hainu. Basically what the Mishnah is saying is, bikishli snan pichikun makinafon betz tzreida means that they make a sound. They create a certain sound with the fingers, with a finger, for preventing him from falling asleep. Dying every time they see that he dozes off, so they create a sound with a finger. And when the Mishnah says etzba tzreida, the Mishnah means to explain which finger we're talking about. So, for understanding which finger we're talking about, we have to understand what the word tzreida means. So the Gemara says tzreida means tzoroso de do. Tzoroso de do. The hainu, it's a certain finger that is like a tzara to a different finger. Da means this. There's this finger, and there's the other finger that is like the tzara of this finger, like the second wife of this finger. And then the Gemara says, Maihi gudo. So Rashi learns pshat that Maihi is going on the da. There's tzaraso de da, there's this finger, then there's the other finger that is like the tzara of this finger. And Maihi means, what is this finger? What is da? Gudo, which is the thumb. So tzoroso de da is not the thumb.
Yeah.
Tzoroso de da is the neighboring finger next to the thumb, Rashi says. Yeah? Which is, I don't know how it's called in English, the second finger. What?
The pointer.
Pointer, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's the finger right next to the thumb. Mm-hmm. So that's called tzoreda. So when the Mishnah says etzba tzreida, the Mishnah means the finger next to the thumb. Mm-hmm. It's called tzreida because it's like the tzara of the thumb, mm-hmm. of this, which is the thumb. That's how Rashi learns. And then the Gemara, and Rashi explains that the way the sound is created is by Hoyo Mechabul Agudol Bechozko, the Hainu, you connect the second finger to the thumb strongly, Veshointo, and then you drop it off the thumb, Umakel Kapo Ivinishma Koil. So this finger that you drop off the thumb hits the palm. Kapo is the palm, and that creates the sound. And then the Gemara says, "Machvi Rav Huna. Rav Huna showed how to do it." Va'ozel kolo bekulei beirav. Zok Rashi beis hamedrash. Dehainu, it created such a strong sound when Rav Huna showed this that you were able to hear the sound in the whole beis medrash. Now, do you know what does this mean? What is are you sure? What finger are you using?
The thumb. Oh. Right here. Okay,
so basically, that's what you're already doing in the Mishnah, yeah. But according to Rashi, you're wrong. That's not the pshat, lichura, because this is the common way how people create sound with fingers like this. So it's taka not using the second finger. It's using the middle finger, the index. It's called the middle finger. Could be. Okay.
I don't know.
I'm not the English speaker here. Giftis. Bekitzer, the middle finger is what people use for creating the sound, not the second finger. So l'chur Rashi means something else. According to Rashi, it's a different kind of act. It's not what you thought.
Maybe it is. It's just they knew when they did it, Taka made a sound.
I don't understand what you're saying. Of course it made a sound. The Gemara said it made a sound. The Rashi says it made a sound. But the shot is, how did you do it?
This, he said, right?
How did you do it? He's saying the way you did it, the way we do it,
I was wrong the way
is not the pshat in the Mishnah, according to Rashi. Yeah. It's not the pshat, the Mishnah in the Gemara.
Maybe when they did it, right, with these two fingers, and maybe it made a sound by them.
Of course it did. What do you mean maybe?
Okay,
of course it says that it did.
So that's what I mean.
But it's not the way we do it. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the way you did it is not the pshat. It's wrong. It's not what the Mishnah in the Gemara mean, according to Rashi. Right? However, if you look in the Tais Yeshonim, you'll see, Zok Tais Yeshonim Pirish Bekuntri, Shu Etzba Sheni Legudo, Virabinu Tam Pirish, Kizui Amo. Amo is what's the Hebrew name for the third finger, which I don't know how it's called in English. If you don't know, I for sure don't know. And Utsreido, Tsurosa Dedo, Shi Yagudo, yeah, the same Cheshbin. Just, Bekitzo, according to Rabinu Tam, it's not the second finger like Rashi, but it's the third finger. And he says, "V'chein shoninu b'tisefta ezu etzba tzvei de etzba gdoilo shel yimin, etzba gdoilo." So the attack of the bigger finger is the middle one, yeah, not the second one, the third one. That's a longer finger. So zok to teisi shonim, zok to binutam, and tisefta. It's not mashma like Rashi. It's mashma that it's the middle finger. V'chein zok to v'chein nishma yoiser hakoil. The hainu it's taka sounds louder when you create the voice with a third finger, and not like Rashi with the second finger. With the second finger, I'm not even able to create any sound. But they knew how, Zogatik Sishoni, the Mitzvah says that with the second finger, you'll be able to create a stronger sound. And that's what the Mishnah means here. Not like Rashi. Okay. And that's, there's Tako Teis Menachis. You can see in Maseiyas HaShas, brings down Teis Menachis Lamed Hei. Teis Menachis also, Teis Menachis Lamais is saying this pshat like Teis Shanim like Rabbeinu Tam. Teis Menachis is saying it even in a stronger way. Teis Shanim is saying that Kach Nishma Koil Yoiser, Kach Nishma Yoiser Koil. Teis Menachis is saying even more than that. Teis Menachis is saying like what we would say that's the only way to create a sound with a third finger, not with a second finger. So Bekitzur to Machlokes Rishonim and Rashi Sver Lichura. Lichura, the Rabbeinu Tam is right that the way you create, everybody knows that the way you create a sound with the fingers like you did is with a third finger, the Loiki Rashi. Now, what's forcing Rashi to say that? Obviously, so Rashi knew that it's more practical to use the middle finger. What's forcing Rashi to say that it's the second finger? Exactly, the Loshna Gimara. If it's Tzorosa de Do, and what is Do? Mayhi Gudo. So Lichura, it's the Etzba that is Samuch to the Gudo. That's what forced Rashi to say that. So what's going to be the pshat in the Gemara according to Rabbi Natan?
Maybe because Sarah is usually the second wife, right?
Yeah.
So maybe this is the second finger to Rabbi.
You're saying very good. Imamish mechavim to this yontif. So 1 second. Yeah. So this yontif in the Mishnah, he says pshat in Rashi like this. He says, we know the whole musig of a tzava, any time you're talking about a tzava, you're not talking about two people, you're talking about three people. There's the husband and there's two wives. Without three people, there's no musig of a tzava. So in Meila, he says, the mashal of the Gemara here of Tzavasa Deda is the pshat, there's the thumb that is like the husband, and then there's two fingers that are like the wives. And this is the pshat, is they have to operate together to create the sound. So the husband and one of them. So basically what he says is, when the Gemara says tzorasa deda, it doesn't mean the tzora of the thumb, like Rashi says, but it means the middle finger, yeah, the third finger, is the tzora of the second finger. Why? Because one isha is a tzara of the other isha. One wife is a tzara of the other wife. Mm-hmm. The gudol is the mashal to the is the mashal of the husband. The Gemara says mayhi gudol. Yeah, Rashi learned. If you look in Rashi, you see that Rashi learned when the Gemara is asking mayhi. So Gemara means to ask mayhi do. The haynu the etzba in the Mishnah is tzarasa de do, is the tzara of this finger. What is this finger? My he. What is da? Gudo. So according to Rashi, the thumb is the original finger we're talking about. That's the da. That's this. And then tsarasa the da has to be the next finger. Mashenkin, according to Tesis Yonta, the way he's touching up pshat in Rabbi Natan, so da is not the thumb. Da is the second finger. Tsarasa the da is the third finger. So how come the Gemara says my he gudo? So how does it stem with the Loshna Gemara? Chur Rashi is writing the Loshna Gemara. So Tzivyantov says a very interesting thing. He wants to suggest that so one thing he already changed. Yeah, that the whole concept of Torah here is like we're talking about three fingers. Yeah, because that's two wives and one husband. But how does it fit the Loshna Gemara? So Tzivyantov wants to say like this: when the Gemara is saying Ma'hi, according to Rabbi Natan, the Pshat won't be like Rashi Ma'hi Do. Which is the dot? Which is this finger that we're starting off with, and that's going to be the gudul. That's what Rashi learned. Mm-hmm. So he said that Rabbi Natan is going to learn differently. Maihi is not what is the dot. Maihi is what's the pshat. The Gemara is still wondering what's the pshat that b'chal you're talking here about a tzara, because just like the Taisyantav said, as we know, you can't talk about a tzara unless you have three. So here, so if you're saying tzorasa deda means the third finger is the tzora of the second finger, mm-hmm. but mayhi is not what is the da, but what is, but kilu the Gemara is saying who's the husband? Mm-hmm. How could you talk about tzoris when there's no third party, which is the mashal to the representing right. The husband? On that the Gemara says gudol is kilu the husband, not that gudol is the da. Right. The da is the second finger, the tzora is the third finger, and the husband is the gudol. That's going to be the pshat according to Rabbi Natan. We have a machlekes Rashi and Tesis. What did they actually do? Did they use the second finger or the third finger? I just wanted to suggest, since lichur Rashi is shver, Rashi is better in the Loshna Gemara, but in the Metzias Rashi is shver. Mm-hmm. That's the tain of Tesis Shonim, Tesis Menaches. That's not how people naturally create the sound with the fingers. They usually use the third finger, not the second finger. So I wanted to suggest maybe the pshat in Rashi is that, not that Rashi means that he was doing something else than what we do. Yeah, the Rishonim obviously understood that Rashi means he's only using the thumb and the next finger. I thought maybe, if you notice, even when you do it the way people do it, so Lamaisa, the second finger is also playing a role.
Yeah.
Because when the thumb is it ends, you know what happens is the middle finger ends up hitting the palm taco, right. but the thumb is hitting the second finger, So it could be that's what Rashi means. Rashi means the same act, just it's cooling the second finger because that's what meets the thumb. And this is why it's the tzorah of the gudo. There ends up being a shidduch between the thumb and the second finger. Okay. Zog di gimor, v'oimrim loy, ishi koin godl, hofig achas ala ritzpo. Omar av Yitzchok, al chadas. What does al chadas mean? Zog t'rashi, derech chidush hare lono. Dainu chadas is means chidush in Aramis. And Rav Yitzchok means that the telling the Kohen Gadol show us something interesting, something exceptional, something special. Mayhi, amri lo ach vikido. What is that special thing that the Pirchei Kehuna are asking the Kohen Gadol to do? So Gemara says, ach vikido. They're telling him to show us a kido. What is a kido? Zok Rashi, noyetz gudolov ba'ovitz, v'shoyche v'noyshe kesovitzpo v'oymet. Kach mefurish maseches sukkah. The Hainu like this. The word kido is coming from the word kodkoid, which is the head. It's a kind of bowing down in a way that the head gets to the ground. But the point is, yeah, Rashi explains in Sukkah, that the way it's supposed to be done is without the body touching the ground. Usually, yeah, we do a Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, you do a Koyim Mishtachav V'Mon Yom Kippur, right? So the head could touch the ground because the whole body is touching the ground. The trick here is that it's, and that's what it's called, a Kiddah. It's not a Yishtachavoyah. Yishtachavoyah is the whole body. Kiddah is only the kodkoid, only the roish. The hainu, the person is still standing, and he's just bending down all the way, is bending down his head all the way to the ground. Ad kedikach, that it's mamish noishik eseritz, but he mamish touched the, he's touching the ground with his head, or is kissing the ground, whatever it is, and without the rest of his body touching the ground. Because he's still standing on his feet. Now, that position is very hard and challenging. The Gemara in Sukkah describes that there was only some people that were able to do it, and they used to do it by Simchas Beis HaSheva. That's the context of the Gemara there. They used to do it in Simchas Beis HaSheva as a Simcha thing. The Chachamim used to do it as stump. For making what?
As a stump.
Yeah, for making a matziv. And the Gemara even says there that there was someone that tried to do it and got injured for the rest of his life. It's mamish injured him. So this is the pshat, yeah. So the Marsha says that's what's called the dvar chidush, the chidush, because not everybody is able to do that. Yeah, this was part of the skills of the Kohen Gadol. Yeah, he has to be able to do this. But anyway, so this is what they're asking him to do. Now you have to understand two things here. First of all, what's the purpose of this? How does this come in here? They're asking him to do this trick. How does this come in? And second of all, where did Rav Yitzchok see this in the Mishnah? Rav Yitzchok didn't make this up. Where is this coming from? That they asked him to do a chiddush. Rav Yitzchok is saying this as a pshat in the Mishnah.
He's learning.
What do you see in the Mishnah?
Learning from Hafik Achaz Al Ritzpo.
So, according to the Rambam, the Hafig Achas Al Ritzpo means put a foot on the floor in order to cool it off, and that's what's going to keep you that's awake, because Hafig is Lashon cooling off, and Hafig Achas means Hafig Regel Achas, so it's Shver. So what is Rav Yitzchok saying here? However, according to the Aruch, and the way we wanted to say, maybe that's also what Rashi means in the Mishnah, that Hafig means to play. The Hainu, basically the Mishnah is already saying, play something for us, an achas. Rashi says, pam achas. Yeah, play a trick to us one time. And the purpose is, that's what's going to keep you from sleeping. They see he's falling asleep. So tell him, the Pichikun, like the young Kohanim, the young Levim, tell him, show us a trick. So this is going to keep him up. What is the trick they're going to do? So Yitzchok is saying, Ach Vikido. But he's coming from the Hafig Achas, because Hafig Taka means play a trick, play something interesting, something Dvar Chidush, something special trick. Now, the Rashash adds, so this is the, so now we know what is the actual trick that he's playing, what is the actual game. This is what it is, this Kido. So the Gemara explains. Now, the Rashash adds here, that maybe that could make it even better in Pshat and Mishnah, where's Rav Yitzchok coming from? The way we said now, so the Hafik, yeah, so that's stems with the Aruch. Hafik means play, like play a trick. Achas means Pam Achas. So when Rav Yitzchok is saying Al Chadas, which means a Derech Chidush, it just means he's explaining the idea is that it's a special trick. Show us a special trick, and that's what's going to keep you up. In other words, when Rav Yitzchok is saying show us a Dvar Chidush, that's not coming from the Lashon HaMishnah. He doesn't see it in the Lashna Mishnah. He's just explaining the idea. In the Lashna Mishnah, you see they're asking him, play a trick to us one time. Mm-hmm. And Rav Yitzchok explains, the idea is it's something special, it's something Psadvah Chidush, not everybody could do, and the Kilo challenging him. You know, you challenge a person, so that motivates him to do it. So that's going to keep him from falling asleep. We heard you know how to do this trick of the Kido. Show us your trick. So that's gonna wake him up. But the Rashash adds, that Efshar, even the Etzem Chiddush, the Rav Yitzchok is saying, show us a Dvar Chiddush, like Rashi says, Dvar Chiddush, even that is mamish coming from the Lashna Mishnah. Because Rashash says like this, maybe the Pshat is, Rav Yitzchok is touching up the word Achas, not like Rashi says in the Mishnah, Pam Achas, Choyklonu Pam Achas, but Achas means, like we find, sometimes the word Echad or Achas is not used as once, as one time, but it's used as something unique. Moshul Achad Ha'om, it says in the Torah. Yeah? Kimat Shochav Achad Ha'om. So Rashi says, Miyuchad Sheba'om, it's referring to the Melech. Echad HaMiyuchad, the unique. Zokti Rashash, maybe that's the Pshat in Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok is touching up the word Achas in the Mishnah as not as one, as once, one time, but as unique, something Miyuchad. Echad Miyuchad. So, Of Amit V'Hofig Achas means, do something Psedvar Chiddush. Dvar Chiddush because it's something special, it's something unique, something that not everybody knows how to do. So that's where it's coming from. It's coming from the Taitshu of the word Achas. But so maybe that's going to help for the Rambam. The Rambam that said that Hafeg is just cooling off. So where's Rav Yitzchok coming from? Rav Yitzchok is coming from the word Achas. That Achas is also showing you that he's supposed. It sounds like, according to the Rambam, that there's two different things going on here. One thing is that they're asking you just to put a foot on the floor for cooling off your feet, and that's going to keep you from sleeping. Another thing, there's also a remez here in the Mishnah that Achas is miyuchod, Achod miyuchod. They're asking you to do something miyuchod, do something special, do something unique for us, which is the key that the Gemara is talking about. Okay, but according to the Aruch, it's mamish glat. According to the Aruch, the Mishnah never spoke here about putting a foot on the floor, cooling it off. The whole thing is about play a trick to us, play a trick for us. That's all what it's about. That's the pshat in the Mishnah, mitchilo v'adsoif. Hafig is loshen schoik, and that's maybe what Rashi means in the Mishnah, schoik lono, tayel schoik. Now, one last point about this, lemaisa. Doing this kida is something that could be a halacha or could be a halacha shaila, because there's an iser of Evan Maskis. You're not allowed to bow down on stone. This is mamish iser, a shaila of iser doiraisa. So how could he do it as a trick? Well, yeah, he's mamish, and this is all the way. Noishik is a ritzpo, Rashi says. Yeah, his face is mamish touching the floor. And this is not the ground, this is a floor, which means it's a ritzpo, which means there's a stone there, there's a marble there. So, luchu, there should be a shadow of Evan Maskis. So, how is it mutter to do that? Just because they want him to keep awake to do a trick, so he could do Isra for that? So the answer is very simple. Lamaisa, we also find this trick in Masechta Sukkah b'negiyah, Mesimchas Beis HaShoeva. How do they do it there? The same kasha. So the answer is, this Isra of Evan Maskis has an exception. There's one exception. And the exception is in Beis HaMikdash. In Beis HaMikdash it's mutter. The whole Isra of Evan Maskis is doing it chutz le Beis HaMikdash. But in Beis HaMikdash, other rabbi, Ishtachavaya is a mitzvah. It's Ishtachavaya klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, and this is what you had in Seder and Yom Kippur, Taka, the whole Tzibur, Kayim Mishtachavim, was Pishat Yidayim V'Raglayim, on the Ritzpas HaZov, it was an Evan, was an marble, Evan Maskis, so why was it Mutter? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mutter. So, that's why it's Mutter by Simchas Beis HaShu'eva, because Simchas Beis HaShu'eva was also in Beis HaMikdash, what's described in the Gemara Sukkah, and also here, the Kohen Gadol is in Beis HaMikdash, so that's why it's Mutter. Adrab, it's a mitzvah. Okay. Ma'asikino yisad she'egi azman shchito. Tono. Loi hayu ma'asikin oisoi, loi b'nevel v'loi b'chinoir elo b'peh. Yeah. Umayu, oimbrim im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shov om lo boin of boy. Shov om lo boin of boy. Okay, so before we explain what's the shaykhaz of this pasuk, the Gemara is bringing down a brisa here. They didn't keep him busy with instruments, with playing instruments, like a navel and a chinoir, music instruments, but b'peh. What is b'peh? They were saying something, and the Gemara is saying they were saying a pasuk, or they were singing, yeah, in the context of instruments, it sounds like they were singing, yeah, there's shira b'kli, shira b'peh. They were singing with their mouth and not with instruments. Now, the problem is, what's going on here? Yeah, this is going in Ma'asikin, this quoted the Mishnah. Ma'asikin, Rashi said in the Mishnah that's not talking about a new thing that they're doing.
Yes.
That's going back on what the Mishnah already said they did, which is two ma'isim, the makin in front of Beit Vatzreda, creating the sound to wake him up, and the moed v'hafi gachas el ritzvah, which the Gemara said is playing a trick for us. Those two things, Rashi says in the Mishnah, about those, it says, ma'asikim ha'shigaz man ha'shein, dainu, they kept doing them over and over till the morning that he should stay up till the Tamid Shel Shachar. Now here in the Gemara it sounds different. It sounds like the ma'asikin ha'shigaz is talking about a third thing. Besides the Etzvat Sreida and the Amoid Ve'afeg, the Kido, there's also something that he did, something else that he did for keeping him up, and the Brisa says it wasn't playing instruments, it was singing with the mouth, singing psukim with the mouth, psukim of Tilim. How is this, so L'chu doesn't stem with Rashi in the Mishnah. So the Maisa, it's interesting, I saw the Yushalmi, if not, is bringing down a Tisefta here. Lemaiso, this Gemara is who comes with the Tisefta. You see, Tisefta, if not, let's start out with the Tisefta. Tisefta says like this: Eizo yetzba tzureido, zu etzba gdoilo shel yamin. Yeah, Kiel Tisefta is explaining the Mishnah. By the way, it adds here shel yamin. Yeah, and the Mishnah didn't say that. You did it with the right hand. Okay. Now then, the Tisefta says, Bepe loy benevel veloy bechinoy. And the Tisefta doesn't say loy hayu ma'asikinoi say loy b'nevel loy b'china. It's just going straight. It sounds like it's a hemshech of the etzba tzreida. Ezo etzba tzreida, zo etzba gdol shul yamin. And then the Tisefta says bepe loy b'nevel loy b'china. It sounds like there's a connection between this new thing to the etzba tzreida. And Taka, if you open your Yushalmi, if not, Yushalmi is saying like this. When the Mishnah says Etzba Tzreida, so there's a Machloikis Amoyroim, the Yerushalmi brings down, is this Etzba Tzreida, do they do it only with the hand, or do they do it with the peh? The Etzba Tzreida. Yeah, before the Tisefta, before this Brice of Navel, V'china, and Peh. Pashuk Pshat in the Mishnah, when it says Makin Lefon of Beit Batzreida, Zakti Yerushalmi is Machloikis Amoyroim, what does this mean, Makin Lefon of Beit Batzreida? Is this something they do only with their hand, or is it something they do with their mouth? What does this mean? They do it with their mouth. Obviously, there's some kind of thing they do with the etzba tzreida in the mouth. They create the sound. Sometimes, some kind of putting a finger in the mouth and creating a sound by that. Some kind of whistling or whatever. It's machlekes amirayim pshat in the Mishnah. Yeah. In other words, there's a new pshat in the Mishnah. Makin in front of etzba tzreida. That it's something that that is done also together with the mouth. A finger in the mouth. It's machlekes amirayim Yerushalmi. Zokti Yerushalmi lichuro. There's a raya from the Tosefta to this shita that makim moise beetz that makim in front of beetz batzreida is done with the mouth and not only with the hand. Why? Because the Tosefta says mamish as a hemshich that loy bepe loy benevel bechinoy ala bepe. And this, as we could see, by us in the Tisefto, is directly going on the Etzba Tzreide, like we just read now. You see, this is the Tisefto in our Perek, in Halacha Ches. Ezo ye Etzba Tzreide, does the Etzba Gdol Shul Yudin, bepe loy benevel veloy bechinoy. So, Dr. Yerushalmi, what is the Tisefto saying here? That this Etzba Tzreide is done bepe. Just the Tisefto is saying, you don't do it with instruments, you just do it with the mouth. But what is it talking about? It's talking about the Etzba Tzreide. So the Harayit, this Mandoma, that when the Mishnah said Etzba Tzreide, it's not something you only do with your fingers like we do with this sound, but it's something that you do with putting the finger into the mouth. This Etzba Tzreide, whatever it is, the second finger, the third finger, you put it into the mouth, and that's how this sound is created. So the Yishalmi is answering that this Mandoma, that says that they're doing it only with the hand, that's Batsveda is going to say that the Sefto, what the Sefto is saying here about the pe, is an addition. Kilu, in addition, first they do the sound with the Etz Batsveda just with the hand, without putting it into the mouth, and then they also add the sound with the mouth. It is going on the Etz Batsveda, but it's not touching up the mice of the Etz Batsveda, but it's in addition. It's Kilu creating some kind of a harmony. This, you create a sound with the hand, with the fingers, and then you put it into the mouth, and you create, or whatever, or with the mouth, or you sing with the mouth. Yeah, some kind of a combination. But Kupanim, the point is, what's going to get to us here is that you see in the Tisefta and in the Yushalmi Lehedya, that what's going on here, this Tisefta about the Bepan, Loi Benevi, Loi Bechinor, it has to do with the Etzba Tzreide somehow. Either it's mamish teaching of the mice of the Etzba Tzreide, or it's something that is coming to add a sound to the Etzba Tzreide. So Emel Lefiz Etzvei Gishmak, how it stems with Rashi in the Mishnah. When Rashi in the Mishnah said, Ma'asikin oisei ba'hafigoyson uvetiuleim, shelo yishon ad shemagez man shechit estomi. Yeah, Rashi wasn't even mentioning the Etzba Tzreide there, but the point is, Rashi is saying that Ma'asikin oisei is not a new thing, but it's what was mentioned before. In the Mishnah, they keep doing it till Alois HaShachar. So, the way we're saying now, according to this Tisefta and Yushalmi, so you could say, even though, yeah, according to our Gilsa, even though you ma'asikim o'islev nevele b'chino l'pe, trat is, it's not a new thing, because already when the Mishnah said before Etz Batzreido, it had to do with this pe also, yeah? So, it doesn't exactly stem with Rashi, because Rashi doesn't even mention the Etz Batzreide in the Mishnah. Rashi says, Masikim oisei ba'afigoisim ba'bitiulim. It's mashma that it's only going in the second thing in the Mishnah. Onyo lo ishikun good la'mid v'hofig. But complaining that much, you see in the Tisefta and the Yushalmi that this thing with the kinna, the nevel kinna and the peh, is not a whole new thing that they're doing here, but it has to do with the Etz Batzreide. It's a hemshech of before. Now anyway, so what does it say here? They're not using instruments, but they're just doing it bepeh. It's interesting that there's a Mishnah Melech talks about it. This Indian, they're not doing Benevel V'chinar. It's because it's Usher, it's Yom Kippur, so it's Usher to use instruments. I ain't Shavuz B'Mikdosh, maybe there's no Tzorich, you could do it with the peh. So there's right about it. What's Taka the reason? But anyway, Moho Yu Oimrim, Dehainu, when they're doing it bepeh, so they're singing something, they're saying something with the mouth. What were they saying? This is like the Shiva Salavim, that they're singing psukim of Tilim. This is also a pasuk in Tilim. Im Hashem lo yivne bayi, shav am lo bayin of bayi. What's the shaykhes of this pasuk? So first of all, this is something you could see in the context. If you look up the capital there, yeah, the Rishayim, if not the Rashi and the Radak in Tilim, on this pasuk say that Im Hashem, and the Maharsha brings it down here, he mentions this here. Im Hashem lo yivne bayi, so what bayis is this talking about? It's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Taka, the pasuk there is lehed, you're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. It's talking about Shloimei HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash. It says, if you don't have the Siyata Dishmai in the Beis HaMikdash, so it won't help you with the Yoh Hishtalis. So that's the Shaychus here, Dr. Marsha, because here we're talking about the Avaidas Beis HaMikdash, the Avaidas Yom HaKippurim, maybe that's the Shpitz Avaida, the Beis HaMikdash. So Im Hashem lo even a bayit, shavam lo bayin of boy. So Rashi explains, Kloima, he's zoyer ba'avidos chosh shete hei l'shem shomayim, shete hei l'ratzois, shim einu v'tzuyo, ein t'rchach oyle l'klum. Dehainu, yeah, shavam l'boyin of boy, b'chinim yegein b'binin shlo yiskayim. So Rashi explains, basically what, you know, in the context of the Mishnah, so, yeah, especially the way we saw in the Yushami, and the Tzefni Yushami, they're doing this for keeping him up. Mm-hmm. But what pasuk are they using? They're telling him something that also has a meaning, has a teichin, besides the waking, keeping him up, which is, they're giving him musa here, they're giving, you know, his iris, that when you're gonna do today the avoid on Yom Kippur, so watch out, be careful that it should be l'shem shamayim, that it should be miskabel in shamayim, should be a ritzui, because otherwise, if you'll just do it technically without the right kavana, without the right attitude, so it won't be a ritzui, it won't be mechaper, it won't be miratzon klai. So that's the pshat. If Hashem lo yivne bayis, if Hashem won't accept your avoido, so it's all going to be in vain. It's all going to be lashov lechinom bechinom. That's how Rashi's touching it up. So they're using this opportunity when they're just keeping him up with singing a song of a pasuk. So they're using a pasuk that is also going to give him mussar about the avoid that he's going to do today, and that's the shaychis lo yivne bayis, because it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash, and that's when he gets to the avoid that he's going to do in Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, we take it fine. It's interesting, you know. Even though it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash in general, we find in the Brach and Shmones of Avaida, of Ritzei, so we say when we ask for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so we say V'hashiv Sa Avaida Lidvir Beisecha, right? That's the Bakasha we ask when we ask for to get back the Avaida. Right. Now, if you look in the Rishonim in Navi, the word Devir, wherever it's mentioned. It doesn't, yeah, when you say Hashem is Avodah Dvir Beisecha, what do you have in mind when you daven Shmoneh Esrei? What's your kavana? Piyush Amilis. What is Hashem is Avodah Dvir Beisecha? What is Dvir Beisecha? What is Dvir? What is Lidvir Beisecha? Oh, it sounds like it's the Beis HaMikdash, right? You're asking the Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring back the Avodah to the Beis HaMikdash, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what the title but, is. Yeah.
But if you see the Rishonim in really Chazal, when the word Dvir in the context of the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, and it's Dvir Kotcha is a Payit, but it's Psukim and Navi Milachim. We're talking about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so the term Dvir is used there, and the Dvir is always used only for the Kodesh HaKodashim. It's not a general word for the Beis HaMikdash. It's a word for the Kodesh HaKodashim, or to the Pesach of the Kodesh HaKodashim. Rashi learns, but the Amatraktim Kulpanim, something that has to do uniquely with the Kodesh HaKodashim. It's not a general word for the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, when you say V'hashiv v'se'avid l'dvir b'secho, it's really talking about the avoda that is being done in Kodesh HaKodashim. Wow. It's interesting to have this in mind. Yeah, this is something after the Kavanas Piyush Aminis when you daven Shmoneh Esrei three times a day. V'hashiv v'se'avid l'dvir b'secho literally means, and there's no other Piyush that I know of, it's mamish fush psukim rishonim. It means we're asking Hashem to bring back the avodah to Kodesh HaKodashim. And this is interesting. This is a wonder, because we're asking him to get back the avodah in general. Vasepis, you focus on avodah. Avodah Kodesh HaKodashim is only once a year. It's only in Yom Kippur, right? Mm-hmm. So the pashtus is because this is the Shpitz avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, the highest level Kodesh HaKodashim. So we're asking Revusa, even this is going to come back. So I'm saying this maybe could make it better here. We're using here a pasuk that is talking in general of the Beis HaMikdash, and we're focusing on the avodah Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol, which is Lifnei V'Lifnim, because this is the Shpitz avodah of Hashem Lo Yivne Bayis. The whole Beis HaMikdash is the goal of the whole Beis HaMikdash. The ultimate goal is for this avodah Lifnei V'Lifnim Kodesh HaKodashim once a year. So he's saying Hashem Lo Yivne Bayis. If Hashem won't be mekabel the avodah of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur and Kodesh HaKodashim, shavam lo bayin. Of the whole thing was for nothing. The whole binyan Beis HaMikdash. Yes, that's the. But anyway, the Rashash points out here that if you look in the Yushalmi, you'll see in the Yushalmi it's not Mashmalik Rashi. Rashi's the way Rashi's touching up this pasuk here, the way what they're using it for is to give him ishayrus about the avoda.
Yeah.
But if you look in the Yushalmi, you see the Yushalmi is mashma otherwise. The Yushalmi is bringing this down in the context of the Mishnah before that is talking about the machalim. Lo yomanichem oisilechol arbi mpnei shamachol mevis hasheino. Yeah, the Mishnah Yudches. And the machalim that I mentioned, the brayser there that we don't let him eat, machalim that are going to carry. So in that context, the Yushalmi brings down this pasuk that they tell him, it's mevuah in the Yushalmi that what they mean to say by this pasuk is not to tell him that if you won't do the avodah l'shem shamayim, so it's going to be l'chinam, like Rashi says, but it means something else. It means all we're doing here, and this could stem in our Gemara and the Bavli also, just Rashi, as we see many times, Kayadua, Rashi didn't always have the Yushalmi. Because if Rashi would have the Yushalmi, it would teach it differently also in the Bavli here. Also here, it's really brought down the context of keeping him awake, right? That's the whole context of our Mishnah also, right? They're doing different things for keeping him awake. Ma'asikinoi soi, amoit v'hofig, etz batzreid, all these things is for preventing him from falling asleep, right? Now, what's the purpose in preventing him from falling asleep?
Okay.
To prevent carry. So in Melo, they're telling him while they're keeping him up for preventing decay, for preventing the tumor that is gonna prevent the avoda, so they're telling him, they're saying whatever to themselves, or to him, im Hashem lo yivne bay shav om lo boynov boy, which the hemshech pasuk is im Hashem lo yishmo ir shav shokat shomer. The Hainu, their job here is batzen to be the shomrim of the king gadol, to guard him and to protect him from falling asleep and immediately preventing carry. So they're saying, listen, we're doing our ishtadlis, we're being the shomrim, but lemaisa we know that at the end of the day it's we need to see at ishmai. It's im Hashem lo yishmo ir shav shokat shomer, im Hashem lo yivne bay shav lo boynov boy. So taki also mistami has to do with the fact that this pasuk is talking about the bais hamikdash. But it has to do with preventing the carry. It's not about, like Rashi says, about telling him what to do to in the avodah to do it l'shem shemayim. But they're talking about what they're doing now. What they're doing now is being shomer the king gadol from carry. So they're saying, lemaisa, we're doing ours, but at the end of the day, it's toli b'day shemayim to have siyat yidishmai. The king gadol staka should not become tamei, it should not fall asleep, it should not become tamei, he'll be able to do the avodah. Tanya, Abashol Omar, Af, oh, he skipped. Miyakir Yerushalayim zog the Gemara, loy hayu yishenim kol alaylo, kedei sheyishma kohen gadol koil havo, veloy teyishenim choy taftoi. So now the Gemara is adding another thing that was done for preventing the kohen gadol from falling asleep, and that is even chutz l'beis hamikdash. Chashuv yakir Yerushalayim, which means Oktav Rashi, chashuv Yerushalayim. So they used to stay up the whole night of Leil Yom Kippur. And obviously, they were doing different activities. Yeah, Pashtis, they were sitting and learning. And Mimelo, and what was the purpose of it? The purpose was not for themselves. What was also for keeping the Kohen Gadol awake. What's the Shaychis? Kedei sheyishma Kohen Gadol koil havava. What is koil havava?
Like an echo.
Oh, so that's something we were familiar with from Rosh Hashanah, right? Mm-hmm. Koil havava means an echo. The Hainu, there's going to be a matziv in the city around the Bais HaMikdash. People are sitting and learning, there's a matziv. Because usually at night it's very quiet when everybody's sleeping, and the quietness is also increases the risk of people falling asleep. So they wanted to have a matziv. There should be an echo, there should be a sound in Yerushalayim, and this way it's going to also help the King God to stay up. Now, the Gemara says, yeah, so this is something also, Sefta. Yeah, the Sefta Taka adds, yeah, the Gemara doesn't say what did they do. The Gemara said that they didn't sleep. And they didn't sleep for making a sound. What was the sound? Obviously, it was sound of talking, but what were they doing? Maybe davening, maybe talking the Divrei Chulin, doesn't say what. The Sefta says, Lo yohayu yishenim kol alaylo, elo shoykdim keneged kohen gadol lasuk b'toyva. So it sounds like being Isaac Batoira, they wanted the Kohen Gadol to be Isaac Batoira, but okay, now Zog di Gemara, this is Bizman Beis HaMikdash, right? For keeping the Kohen Gadol awake. What about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, it's not Negeah. There is no Kohen Gadol, so So there's no point for people staying up in Leil Yom Kippur, right? Zog di Gemara, Tanya b'shol oimer af b'gvulin hayu oisin kein, zecher l'mikdash, dehainu, after the Chubin, people also used to stay up the night of Yom Kippur. Why? Zecher l'mikdash, that you can't, for having zecher l'mikdash, you can't do the avodah, zecher l'mikdash, but what you could do something that is shaykh even bizman hazeh, which is people staying up all night, yes, sitting and learning, whatever, or davening, Leil Yom Kippur, because that's something they used to do for the avodah, for keeping the king gadol up in bizman hazeh mikdash. Today, we do it as a zecher l'mikdash. Yeah, we see this Gemara Sukkah, the famous Gemara, that there's different things that you do zecher l'mikdash. Yeah, the Gemara says there's a purpose of, there's an accomplishment of the things of zecher l'mikdash is for the etzem thing of taka remembering the bizman hamikdash. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. Tzion he doyresh ein lo michlal de bayadvisho. The Hainu, there's an inyan to tako, there's a mitzvah to tako be, always have in mind the Beis HaMikdash and remember it. And this is another way of remembering the Beis HaMikdash. However, zokt braiso, elo shohayu choytim. Zokt Rashi, mesachkim anoshim venoshim yachad uboim laaveiro. The Hainu, they started this minig l'shem shamayim, staying up all night on Yom Kippur. What was the Shem Shemaim? Zeichel HaMikdash. If you look at Zman HaZeh, it was not going good, but Zeichel HaMikdash. But it ended up causing a negative side effect because there was people that because of this minhag, they ended up, instead of sitting and learning or, say, or davening, saying tilim, they ended up schmoozing or playing mixed men and women.
What type was the woman?
What?
Why type was the woman? This is a voida that they were doing Zeichel HaMikdash, which was dafka men.
What does it say, dafka men? Doesn't say dafka men.
I didn't say it says, but that's if there's a zecher, then it should be.
How do you know that Mishum Mishu was dafka men? Doesn't say that.
What do you mean?
It says here, Kiyu Shalayim. Says here, no, what was Mephishim? What does it have to do with Mephishim? The people that stayed up during the in Zman Beis HaMikdash for keeping the Kengodl awake, it doesn't say that it was Dafka men. If they were sitting and learning, so it was Dafka men. But in our Gemara, it doesn't say that it was Dafka men. And even if it wasn't, Lamaisa, obviously this wasn't the plan to just play around. Obviously the original minig was either to sit and learn or to daven, to say tilim. But Lamaisa, it already caused the matzah. If people were awake, so also the women stayed up and they were schmoozing with the women and playing with the women and he made it cause the aveva. This was a side effect. This wasn't the original way they did it. This wasn't the plan. But this caused a side effect. So it sounds like, the Gemara doesn't say that, but the shaila is that they stopped doing it because of that. When this was caused, doesn't say. Okay, so we'll see soon. Omer Abayi v'itemer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok targumo nahardoi. What is targumo? Zokt Rashi targumo lehay begvulin heicho hayu choytim v'nahardoi. He's coming to touch up the brayso. The brayso of Rabbi Shaul said that af begvulin hayu oisim kein lo shehayu choytim. What is this talking about? Where did this happen? This side effect, this negative side effect, shehayu choytim. Where in the Gvulin did this happen? What's the Tagum of it? What's the Taich? Zog the Gemara, it happened in Ahado, it happened in a city in Bavil, called Nahado, that there, because of this meaning of staying up, and Lenin Yom Kippur, it ended up with people doing Averis with Noshim. The Omale Elio le Rav Yehuda, how do we know that? Because Elio Anovi came to Rav Yehuda, Achua de Rav Solo Chasido. Yeah, Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Solo HaChasid, he had a Gilu Elio, and Elio Anovi told him, Amrisu, Amai loy osi Moshiach. You always say, how come Moshiach is not coming? Right? It has to do with Eliyahu HaNavi, right? Eliyahu HaNavi is the Mevasser of the B'ez HaMashiach. So Eliyahu HaNavi is telling him, what are you asking about? I'll tell you why. V'ha'id no yom ha'tikipur, who v'evil kam b'susa b'nahada, tere'etz Yom Kippur. Yeah, ha'int is Yom Kippur. Obviously, that's when he had the Gil Eliyahu. And just today, there was a few besulois in the city Nahada that were nivel to men, be'isser. So this is the Averis. This is how we know that these Averis happened on Yom Kippur, late Yom Kippur, in Nahada. Yeah, we heard it from Eliyahu HaNavi. This is something obviously that people did it b'chad v'chadarim. How do we know about it? Because Eliyahu HaNavi told us. We have him say, we heard it from Rav Yehuda b'shem Eliyahu HaNavi. So this is what this caused, this minig of staying up all night. There was certain places, certain times, that it caused aveva, mamish aveva. Yeah. Lichura, if it's besulois, so it wasn't aveva of eishes ish. Yeah, if they were besulois, yeah, they were singles. But still, they might be nidois, they might be, but that's in fact that they're not married. So this is something that happened on Yom Kippur. It's maybe the gezach. On Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur. Stack of this, there's Rishayim that want to shtel to this Gemara to the din of reading Kriyas HaTorah in Mincha of Yom Kippur about Parshas Arayis. Even in Yom Kippur, we see that there could be such things of Arayis, Michshel of Arayis. Now we'll get back to the staying up on Yom Kippur soon. Let's just finish the Gemara first. So right in the mice of the Gilu Leo, after Leo Anovi told this to Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda responded, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mai Omar. Dehainu, what does Hashem say about this? Yeah, you're telling me now that this is what happened today in Ahado. What is the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim to this Shrech Lachazach that on Yom Kippur they're doing this? Omar Lei, La pesa chatos roivets. Zokt Rashi, yitzur horo machtioi bar korchoi. The Hainu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. Yom Kippur is a yom of rachmim. So even though such a terrible thing is happening on Yom Kippur, such a aveva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being melamed zchus on these people that they have yitzur horo, what could they do? Yeah. So the Masha says, what's that? Machtion bar korchoi. Yeah, Rashi says, machtion bar korchoi. What's that? You don't have bechira. You have yitzur, but you have yitzur tov. Yeah, you can fight yitzur. So the Masha, gam shenitan lo odom habechira, kmo shekosu ve'atotim shel boy, in Parshas Bereishis about yitzur, you're supposed to control it. Mikol mokoyim yesh lo im ktsas hisnats luz baze, shakodish baruch hu bo ha'yitzur. Ve'ilu lo yniv ve'lo yichotu. Yeah, when someone is sinning, so he always has a shtickel excuse. Listen, you made the Yitzirah, you caused me the Nisayin. So this is a little bit makes it better. Yeah, it doesn't totally justify it, but a little bit makes it better. And he brings down this such a gimon, a brachis, brachis is also saying that the fact that Hashem made the Yitzirah, so it gives a shtickel limud zchus when someone is choyte. But anyway, obviously, this is something that we see the koyach of the rachmin, maybe the rachmin you have on Yom Kippur, that even though people on Yom Kippur are doing such a aveira, which is mamish, it's unbelievable, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being melamed on them schus. Dafka on Yom Kippur, because it's Yom Kippur, lichura, now you say, listen, they have Yitzirah, it's not pashit. The Satan mayoma, then he asked the Leon, what did the Satan say? The Satan, his job is to be a mekatrig. So Luchu, he should mamish take advantage of this, have a big party here. On Yom Kippur, they're doing this. Amalei, Satan b'yayim de kippuri leis lo rishus ilas tunay. The Satan b'chlakid, he doesn't have a rishus to be mekat, he doesn't have permission to be mekat on Yom Kippur. Mimai, how do we know that? Amalei b'archoma, so this is the famous gimatria, it's mamish a gimora. This is it's not a common thing, the gimora is saying a gimatria. Amalei b'archoma, ha-satan b'gimatria tlas meyo v'shisin v'arbo havei. Yeah, the word has Satan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Shin is 300, mm-hmm. Sin. And then you have the Nun is 50. Mm-hmm. Tess is 9, so it's 359. Plus the He is 5. So how much is it?
364.
So that's Tlas Me'ov Shisin V'abo Havi. Now how many days do you have in the year?
365.
Mm-hmm. So it's missing one. So the Gemara tlaso mi of shisin va'ba yoyme isli v'shus l'astuni b'yoyme tikipurei leisli v'shus l'astuni. One day of the 365 days of the year of Yemei Zechama, Satan is out of business. He doesn't have a shus to do his job. So Emelo, the Satan wasn't able to take advantage of this aveira they were doing here. Now, what the Gemara is saying here, that a filu begvul in Zechel HaMikdash, they used to stay up on the night of Yom Kippur. The Gemara is saying it ended up causing a michshel.
Yes.
Do we still have this minig today or not? Of staying up on Yom Kippur.
I don't see.
So Lamai says, "Bo dam shechuna with this minig." Yeah, it starts with the two. Zok the two. Ve'oid noag ulonun bebeis akne lolun bebeis akneses. Ve'oimrim shirois v'shishbochis kol alaylo. Where's that coming from? Yeah, so that's we know. Right? There's such a minig of chesidim v'anshei ma'aseh. They stay up in Yom Kippur. Zok the two. Where is this minig coming from? Zok the two. Venirili. He's saying his own shtickle. Venirili shelokhu haminig mehod etano detanyo miyakir Yerushalayim lo yishen kol alaylo umina gavoy seinu toivahi. So this gemara is nagel lemaisa. Now it's interesting. Lemaisa we find that it caused the michshel, it caused the takola, that it caused the aveyu, and still they kept doing it. Now this is also brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Noyagim lolun bebeis hakneses v'lo yimashiris v'zishbochis kol alaylo. Which, as we saw in the Torah, it's coming from our Gimon. That's what the Be'er Ragoil of the Reif Not says. What about the fact that it sometimes leads to chait, to l'shahayu chaitim? So there's a Me'iri. Me'iri has a sefer Chibu Hatshuva. So he already brings down this minik, and he's being oimed on this. What about the fact that it could cause a chet? So the Meiri says, he has an interesting lashon. Aval b'mekoymei she'ein regilim lachtoi im rotzu lasei kol halaylo b'divrei toiro shapir dami. B'ktas mekoymei snagim hoi resatzma b'kriya sefer tehilim. a kuponim. So the Meiri seems to say that if it's not in places that it's not, we don't see that it causes such a miksha, that it causes such a takala, so there's no problem when there's even an inyan to do this. Maybe the fact that they're doing it in Beis HaKnesses, so that prevents the mikshul of being together with Anoshim, Anoshim Yachad. But Kaponim, it's interesting to note that our Gemara is Negila Maisa, because there is such a minig even today that is brought down Shulchan Aruch, and the two said it's coming from our Gemara. Obviously, this is not something that everybody does. This is something that that Yechidim do. Yeah, this taka already the Mugen Avram brings down, if not, and this halacha, b'shem the levush, he says that it's better to go to sleep and not to do this, because if you stay up all night on Yom Kippur, so you won't be able to daven b'chavona during the day. So it's only negiah for whoever, it won't prevent him from the kavona during the day. Okay. I've come.